Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable, made famous by the Tony Award-winning musical Hamilton, an American musical, The Schuyler Sisters. Angelica, Elizabeth, and Peggy were fascinating characters in American history and played significant roles in the life of founding father Alexander Hamilton. Now, for the first time, there is an exhibition at the Albany Institute of History and Art exploring the revolutionary world of these women in the sisters' hometown of Albany. The exhibition, The Schuyler Sisters and Their Circle, runs through December 29th and looks at the lives of Angelica Schuyler Church, Elizabeth Schuyler Hamilton, and Margaret Schuyler Van Rensselaer through clothing, decorative arts, portraits, manuscripts, all kinds of things from the Revolutionary period to the Federal period. To tell us more, we welcome Diane Shushok, who is the curator of the exhibit at the Albany Institute of History and Art. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Patrick Stenshorn is here. He is director of interpretive programs at the Albany Institute. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. And Heidi Hill joins us as well, historic site manager at the Schuyler Mansion State Historic Site right here in Albany. A delight to have you here.
Good morning, Joe.
Thank you very much. I had the great, your crew was very, very nice. I wanted to see the exhibit and had my days mixed up. So I was on my way home and I called up and I said, can I see it now? And they said, yes, come on down. So I did. And I even got to see a little bit of Patrick's work as he was giving a tour to a group of people from Michigan. They came all the way from Michigan to see this exhibit. It's incredible. So, Diane, let me begin with you of how this all came about. I know you're a big fan of the musical.
I am a big fan of the musical.
And I assume, given where you are located in Albany, it was a natural fit to start digging in.
It was. I had seen the musical a number of one time in New York City, and then we did a small Alexander Hamilton exhibition in 2016 in conjunction with Schuyler Mansion. And so about a year ago, I asked our director if I could explore the idea of doing an exhibition about the Schuyler sisters, because I had seen many exhibits about Hamilton himself, but nothing about the women of the family. And then I called Heidi up and I said, do you mind if I encroach on your territory? Because she tells the story every day, and I'm going to tell the story just for a few months. So when she said, go ahead, we'd love to do this together, I went and started the green lighting and started to find the portraits.
Okay, so let's hold there, and let's go to Heidi for a moment. So just so we have a baseline, tell us in a nutshell the story of the Schuylers in Albany.
Sure. Well, the Schuyler Mansion has been in Albany before we became the United States of America. So we were a British colony when Schuyler Mansion was created in 1761 to 1765 by Major General Philip J. Schuyler and his wife, Catherine Van Rensselaer Schuyler. And they were both fourth-generation Dutch here in America. Their ancestors had come in the 17th century.
So when you think of having that here, and then, as you say, telling that story, I was fascinated and really made buoyant by the fact of how much stuff you got from museums, but also from local museums. It's just fascinating how they all came together and the richness of the collection that you were able to put together.
No, we started with the New York City Museums because they own the portraits of the major players. And then I was able to go to historic Cherry Hill and Bard College and Union College, Fort Ticonderoga, to Schuyler Mansion, and a number of other places and private collectors to secure other things that I felt I needed to explore some of the stories associated with these women.
So there's a little bit of everything in the exhibit. Mm-hmm. And so give us a sense. Yes, there are portraits.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there is logs and papers and books.
Right.
There is a lock of Alexander Hamilton's
hair. Correct, from the Fenimore Art Museum.
From the day he died.
Yes, cut on the day he died by his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there's even Aaron Burr's wife's eye.
It's a miniature of his daughter's eye.
It's his daughter's eye.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's owned by Senate House State Historic Site.
Yeah.
And that was important for me to get because there is a lyric in the show where Aaron Burr singing during Dear Theodosia that she has his eyes. And I wanted people to see that this was actually an art form that was really popular in Europe, but cross the Atlantic.
And you it was a little like pin that would go
under the lapel. Right. So it's a tiny, tiny portrait of
I learned that from Patrick.
Yeah, Theodosia's eye. Because it was common in Europe to paint miniatures of someone's lover's eye and you wouldn't necessarily be able to identify it from the eye. So John Vanderlyn, the artist, supposedly had a crush on Theodosia Burr, and he painted this portrait for himself to wear.
I do want to say that you, with this exhibit, you've just taken over the museum and that second floor,
mm-hmm.
and it's so beautiful and it's so nicely laid out because you explore everything. And I thought about this, and I hope you don't take any exception mm-hmm. to this, but it, I mean, it seems like it could have fallen into just kind of a mishmash. But you have it so beautifully told that everything makes sense.
Well, thank you, because there are 211 objects in the exhibition,
yeah.
and it's covering 3,100 square feet. So it was, and the challenge of our galleries is that they're beautiful old galleries with lots of divisions of columns and doorways. So to make the sections make sense, really, I had to work on that.
And it seems like you had access through your own collection mm-hmm. and other collections, you had access to things that you must have thought of, well, when else are we going to put these things out?
Well, exactly. When I got, it doesn't hurt to ask. That's the first rule of asking someone to borrow their treasure. So when we got that, when I asked Columbia University's Rare Book and Manuscript Library to borrow Eliza Hamilton's wedding ring, that was a really big deal for us to secure that. And Heidi, that was one of the things Heidi really wanted to come back to Albany. And so that's here in Albany until October 27th. And it was placed on, Alexander Hamilton placed this ring on Eliza's hand in the parlor at Schuyler Mansion.
They are they're beautiful. I did gasp in
yeah.
seeing that. It's a beautiful part of the exhibit. The name of Alexander is engraved on the one, and
correct.
then her name on the
uh-huh.
on the other, and they're linked.
Right,
beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But a big deal to get those.
A big deal to get those. I don't think they ever leave Columbia University. I know they went to the Today Show when the Today Show was featuring Hamilton the musical when it first appeared on Broadway. And other than that, they sit in a vault at Columbia.
Oh, so they're not even on display.
No, they're not on display. They're brought out for special occasions.
Oh, wow.
And it's a wonderful tie-in. So visitors come to Schuyler Mansion and they hear about the wedding that happened on December 14th, 1780 in the best parlor. And then they can come over to the
right.
Institute and see the rings.
Patrick, I swear to God I'm going to get to you.
you got to hear about the good stuff, so it's okay.
No, it's all good stuff, but I swear I'll get to you. Again, back to what I was saying earlier, yesterday when you have this group from Michigan, I assume that all of you at the Schuyler Mansion as well as this exhibit are that the interest has just been blown out of the water.
It's been tremendous. It's
yeah.
changed really our lives. It's changed the way people see the museum. In the fall of 2015, we began getting calls and people were asking if we had connection to Alexander Hamilton. Is it true that he was married there in the home? And we knew right away that we had to create something for this demand. And so by February of 2016, we launched When Alexander Hamilton Called Albany Home, a focus tour on, of course, Hamilton's time in Albany.
No, there were years not that long ago where the future of this mm-hmm. of the Schuyler Mansion was even
exactly,
in question.
Exactly, in 2010. Mm-hmm.
And so now to have this resurgence, and I there are signs people want to know where it is, they want to see it, they take pictures, goes to the museum. It's amazing.
It's a dream come true. It
yeah.
really is. We have over doubled our attendance, and we're seeing people who may not have ever visited a historic site ever before.
Yeah.
So it's a new audience, and people are surprised at the information we have to share.
And isn't it wonderful that this piece of work, this artistic piece of Hamilton the Musical, which is, we should note, for people outside of our region, but it is at Proctor's this week and next week in Schenectady, that it is propelling people of all ages and a lot of young people to not only be into the musical itself, but the backstory and the interest in those characters and the history of it. I mean, that...
It's amazing. It's an entree into history.
Right.
What more could a curator want?
Well, exactly. Exactly. They want to come see the great objects. And I feel we tell stories through objects. And I feel it's the power of the authentic thing. So when I see something, Hamilton's writing desk is in the exhibition for
yep.
Fort Ticonderoga, the sword, you know, a portrait of Thomas Jefferson, Angelica Owen. These are things that these people personally owned and touched.
Now, tell me about the writing desk.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was, beside the fact that it's Alexander Hamilton's
right.
writing desk, which that is cool in and of
right.
itself, but it has such significance to Albany.
Oh, well, there are a number of Hamilton writing desks. This particular one from Fort Ticonderoga is marked Yorktown.
Oh,
with
okay.
the dates of Yorktown.
No, okay. All right.
But we know that he would have used one on a ship. deck or at a camp under in a tent for a military office affairs. But we also know he wrote one of the Federalist Papers.
Oh, at least one. We think maybe three at Schuyler Mansion
when
he resided there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. All right, Patrick, it's on to you. So the exhibit is open through the end of the year, and really, I don't think a day goes by where you don't have something really cool going on to talk about and to have people interact with this incredible exhibit.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have lots of programs that are going on to help expand off of the exhibition. We have several lectures. While Hamilton is on at Proctor's, we are doing gallery talks. So we are doing public tours at 1 o'clock. It started this past Wednesday. We'll run through this Sunday. And then again, next Wednesday through Sunday while Proctor's is up, people can just show up and we will have a volunteer docent or a staff member available to do the tour like you saw me do yesterday. In September, we have a lecture that Diane's actually doing about putting the exhibition together called Casting Call, Assembling Artifacts for the Schuyler Sisters and Their Circle. We are also hosting a lecture from by Richard Bell, who is a University of Maryland professor at Siena College, called Hamilton, How the Musical Remixes American History, September 29th at 2 p.m. We have several lectures in October and events going on pretty much through the run of the show.
The exhibit is, I wanted to ask you, because I was told, and in the reading of your work on this, which I think this is amazing, Diane, that you did this the turnaround was much faster than a normal turnaround of an exhibit.
Well, we had less than a year to plan it, really, to organize it, because the museums in New York need at least a year lead time when you make a request to borrow one of their paintings, and then we installed it in 4 weeks. So this was a pretty tight turnaround for us to get the 24 loans to Albany with their accompanying couriers and with all the logistics that go into having very rare treasures in the museum. Yeah.
So when you start to put everything together, I have to ask this question. I apologize. Mm-hmm. But so what didn't you get that you wanted?
I got pretty much everything I wanted. I pretty much got everything I wanted, I think. I mean,
okay.
I knew how much space I had. I knew I also wanted to mine our own collection because we have fabulous things that we own to include. So I don't think there's anything. I got portraits of everybody that Heidi wanted us to get portraits of.
The missing portrait of Peggy.
Oh, yeah. We don't know where
there's. We got to find the portrait of Peggy.
Right.
There's a photograph of
a portrait of Peggy, but no one knows where that portrait is.
Yeah, there's a photograph, and then there's a sketch of it.
Yeah,
right?
By our local artist, Dahl Taylor, who is an illustrator here in Albany. There are a couple letters I asked to borrow. So one of the beautiful love letters where he refers to her as a nutmeg brown. Maid, right? Mm-hmm. That was committed to another museum, so I couldn't get that.
There's one, and my memory is escaping me now. But there's one portrait that was in a private collection that you got that looks like it came out of somebody's attic. Is it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it? Well, Angelica's portrait is she's holding her daughter Elizabeth and a maid, but that it probably is not the one you're talking about. But I don't know which one that is.
It's wonderful that these pictures are all together.
One
in that private collection is rarely seen.
Yes.
So this is quite an opportunity.
Really cool. Mm-hmm. It's the Schuyler Sisters and Their Circle. It runs through December 29th at the Albany Institute of History and Art. It's albanyinstitute.org. And for people to find out about the Schuyler Mansion?
You can go to
newyorkstateparks.com.
We have our website there.
Excellent. newyorkstateparks.com, albanyinstitute.org. The Schuyler Sisters and Their Circle runs through December 29th. Diane, Heidi, and Patrick, thank you so much. Thanks for doing this beautiful work and bringing it to our community and sharing it with
us.
It's just gorgeous stuff.
Great.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.